Hi, and welcome to session 3. You know, something that tends to happen between sessions 2 and 3. People will often say that the feelings they notice within the body, the signal they notice in the body, actually starts feeling more real. And it stops feeling less of a relaxation exercise and a bit more like actually finding something. However you feel it, however you experience the shift, that's perfect, that's fine. Your body will do it in the right time for you. That's your signal starting to come through, however it comes through. This practice is not about getting it perfect from day one. This practice is ever evolving. And you'll find that over time, things improve more and more and more. Because we are actually working underneath the surface. Whether you feel it dramatically or not, the work is still being done. So today, we take everything you've explored across the last two sessions, and we're going to shift it. We're going to point it in a completely different direction. We're not moving backwards. We're not moving inwards. We are moving forwards. You know, it might help you to think about it like this. Before a company launches a product, they prototype it. They build a version, imperfect, incomplete, just to find out how it feels to use, to get a physical, tangible sense of something before committing everything into it. The prototype isn't the product, but it gives you information that no amount of planning on paper can. So what we're going to do today is the same thing, but for your life. We're going to use your nervous system as a prototyping tool to build a felt sense of something you want to create. Because you've worked out how before you've mapped the route, before you've convinced yourself it's realistic, just to find out what it feels like to stand in it. I call this somatic prototyping, and it's the foundation of everything I teach in my course. But first, let me tell you why it works. Neuroscience has shown, and elite sport has been using this for decades, that the brain cannot reliably distinguish between a vividly felt experience and a real one at the level of neural firing patterns. When Olympic athletes do mental rehearsal, feeling themselves performing, not just imagining it visually, the same neural pathways fire as when they actually compete. Your nervous system responds to a felt state as if it's real. That's not a metaphor, that's just how we're wired. You know, it was my pleasure recently to work with a director who'd been considering quite a serious career pivot for the best part of 2 years. He'd made lists, he'd consulted people, he'd run every version of the logic. And he was stuck. We didn't work on the decision, we worked on the state. We spent one session helping him generate, in his body, what it actually felt like to be living the life he wanted. Not just thinking about it, feeling it, physiologically. The quality of his mornings, the sense of his time being his own, the aliveness of doing something he'd been moving away from for years. He made the pivot within 3 months. Not because the logic got clearer, because once he'd felt the destination in his body, staying where he was felt like the stranger choice. And that's what somatic prototyping does. And that's what we're going to do here today. You know, I've heard it often said that change requires clarity. Get clear on what you want, plan your route, take action. And you know, that's partially true. But what if the clarity you've been waiting for isn't a thinking problem? What if the reason you can't see the route is because your nervous system hasn't yet registered the destination as real? Because here's the thing. Your nervous system generates the emotional and physiological context for everything you think and decide and do. If it's set to threaten recovery, which most executive nervous systems are most of the time, then your thinking, your decisions, your sense of what's possible are being filtered through that state. Change the state first, and the clarity follows. That's not wishful thinking. That's working with how you're actually built. So, let's come into the body. Your spine straight, feet on the ground. One deliberate breath, breathing in, and a long, slow breath out. Good. There's nothing to manage here right now. Just be. Now, I'd like you to bring to mind a moment, a specific real moment, where you felt genuinely yourself, not performing, not managing, not working to a deadline, not trying to impress, just being you, clear at ease, alive in a way that didn't require effort. It might be a conversation with someone you love, a morning somewhere peaceful, an unexpected afternoon when there was nothing urgent and you felt something you hadn't felt for a while. A kind of spaciousness, a reminder that there's a version of you that exists completely outside your role. So just take a moment to find that. Now, don't think about the memory, feel it. If an image comes to mind, just let it get fuzzy around the edges and drift away. And keep the feeling. Now notice in your body where it is strongest. Perhaps your chest, your belly. Get a sense of the quality of your breath. Now, let that sensation be real. Let it take up space. Notice your posture from inside this space. Does your spine want to be longer? Does something in your shoulders want to release? Let your body take the shape that this state naturally wants it to take. Not dramatically, just allow it. And stay here. This is the state we're going to work with. This is the prototype. Now, holding this state, not letting go of it, staying in the feeling, I'd like you to gently introduce something. Not a goal, not a plan. A sense of who you want to be and how you want your life to feel. Not the version of success that makes sense to other people. Something that, when you're completely honest with yourself, you actually want. A life you genuinely love. A version of you that extends beyond this role, beyond the pressure, beyond the constant forward motion. Let it arrive as a feeling before it arrives as words. And notice what happens in your body when that intention sits inside this state. When you're not trying to figure out the how, or whether it's realistic, or what people would think. When you're just holding it. Is there an expansion? A feeling of recognition? Like something inside of you is saying, yes, this. Or is there contraction? Not fear exactly, but something that has learned to be careful. Something that has spent years keeping things in the right boxes. Whatever you find, let it be there. We're not fighting it. We're not managing it. We're just experiencing it. That's it. Because this moment, right here, is what most people never get to. Not because it's rare, because they're always moving too fast to land into it. And one more breath into wherever your body is right now. Let it be real. And you might say quietly to yourself, I know what this feels like now. I can find my way back here. Go ahead and wiggle your fingers, your toes. A nice slow breath out. And when you're ready, open your eyes. So, here's what you've just done. You generated a specific physiological state. A real felt experience of ease and aliveness. And you held an intention inside that state. Not as a thought experiment, as a body experience. The nervous system just rehearsed a version of your life. That's somatic prototyping. And what you did in the last few minutes is the foundation of everything I've built into my new app. Now, I do want to tell you about something because I think the timing is genuinely good. You know, most of the somatic tools out there, they're built for one thing. Calm yourself down. Get back to baseline, which is real and useful, and it is important. So I've included those in the app too. Free sessions you can reach for in the middle of a hard day, when you need your nervous system to settle quickly before a difficult meeting, or at the end of something draining, or whenever life decides to be complicated. But that's not all the app does. The deeper work, the work we've just touched on in these sessions, the prototyping, the forward-facing use of your nervous system to move forward to a life you actually want. That lives in the app too, as a full course, built to be done in the pockets of your day, on your phone, wherever you are. So it's not just a well-being tool, it's a navigation system. And right now, because we're in beta, I'm inviting a small group of people to be the first ones inside it. So here's why that matters to you specifically. Beta testers shape what the app becomes. Your experience, your feedback, the moments where something lands differently than I expected, that makes the finished version of the app better for every single professional who comes after you. In return, you get early access, you get the full course, and you get to say you were there before it launched. You can find the link for the form to sign up to the beta program in the email that brought you to this audio. It's very simple, there's no commitment, just an indication that you want in. We're releasing in the next few weeks, and I want the right people inside it first. So if what you've felt across these three sessions has resonated, if you can feel the whisper of your body speaking back to you, your nervous system, that means you have something inside that has recognized it, then I think you know whether that is already you. And thank you for being willing to listen, not just with your mind, but with all of yourself. That's rarer than you think.